This is Michael Williams here. Today I wanted to go over and clarify a few things about modeling. I wanted to kind of clear up some misunderstandings or misinterpretations that you may have about what it means to model and how to model. So the first thing I want to do is to simplify this for you. And the way we're going to do that is just to have you think about a baby or a little child that's growing up and learning to speak for the first time. What does that child do? What does that child have to do in order to learn how to speak? So what the child has to do is to observe by watching and listening, right, the people around him or her. And as the child does that, they are able to learn. It's innate, it's natural for them to learn how to speak like, how to mimic, how to imitate the people that's around that child. So the child doesn't have to read a book about it, doesn't have to watch videos on it, doesn't have to analyze. It just simply watches and copies and mimics. And so sometimes that will be mimicking the way that that person uses their mouth. They're mimicking the sound. They're mimicking the enunciation, the pronunciation, the pacing, facial expressions, body language. They just are watching and they copy that. They imitate it. So for you as an adult, modeling is also that simple. Now, here's where some of the misunderstandings come in, misinterpretations. Some people feel like they have to see their model. They have to be able to imagine or visualize or see their model in order to model. Some people think that they have to hear their model, right? So some of us have a preferred way of learning, and one of those or a couple of those can be auditory. We learn better by listening. We just have a preference to hear things. Some of us are visual learners. We have to see things. Some of us are kinesthetic learners. We have to manipulate things. We have to use our body, get our body involved, right? Most of us have kind of a combination, but we often do have a preference. Now, for those of you sometimes that have a hard time visualizing or seeing your model, it doesn't mean you're not modeling or that you can't model. For those of you that are not able to hear your model, it doesn't mean that you're not modeling or that you can't, right? So in its simplest form, when you model, what you want to do is you want to watch and listen to and study what your model does and how he or she does it. And then you want to imitate those actions or those behaviors that you like the most. So for example, one of my models, I liked his posture. I liked the way he used his hands. I liked his cadence, his rhythm. I liked the pitch of his voice. So what I did is I would watch and listen to him so much, and then I would practice speaking like him, like changing the pitch of my voice, changing the rhythm, the pacing, the speed, making sure that my posture was similar, making sure that I use my hands in a similar way, even using some of the same words. So I just simply copied it. I just copied it. Those are the things that I liked. So by copying those things that I liked, I felt more powerful. I felt more confident. I felt like my model. For some of you, that will mean not necessarily feeling like your model. It may mean just feeling different than yourself. You'll say to yourself, or you'll feel like, this isn't the way I usually speak. This is not how I usually sound. This feels different. You might even say, this feels strange. This feels odd. Some might say, this feels weird. Often it'll just be, this feels different, but it feels good. It sounds smooth. It feels smooth. I feel more confident. I feel different. I am speaking differently than the way I usually speak. So you may not see your model internally. You may not hear your model. You may not even feel like your model, but you will feel different than you usually do. You will be speaking differently than you usually do. And if you're modeling that person and you pick up their posture, their pacing, their articulation, enunciation, if you pick those things up, even though you might not see that person in your mind's eye, but you're copying, you're doing the things that that person does, then guess what? You are modeling. Okay. So don't feel like I'm not doing it correctly. I need this to be perfect. I need to see my model. I need to hear my model. I need to feel like my model. What does that mean? Well, you don't want to overanalyze it. All you want to do is just copy the things that your model does that you like, that make you feel different than yourself. Some of you will be able to see your model. You'll be able to hear your model. You will feel like your model, and some of you will not, but it doesn't mean that you're not modeling. So the key here is that when you are modeling, when you're imitating, when you're mimicking, when you're copying, you know internally, you can feel that you are doing something different than you usually do. That's the key. This feels different. And it should feel better. You should be speaking smoother. You should be feeling more confident. Even if you don't feel like your model, you'll still feel confident. You'll still feel good. You'll still sound smooth. Hopefully this is helpful. Let's have a little discussion around this. Let me know if this clears up a lot of things, if this is helpful for you. Okay? Thank you.